So this is the newbie bloggers, and I want to talk briefly about naming our blog. So we just had a pretty extensive conversation about health and our health practices and dieting and eating and, you know, and just being healthy overall. And for me, when I looked at my lanes of passive income, and Debbie, you'll remember this, when I first left the salon industry and decided to start my coaching business, the first five session thing I did was Fit as a Fiddle. That was the first one that I did. It was all about health because that was my why when I left my own company. I had five beauty salons. And when I left that, my why for leaving that was so that I could work on my health. And so my first five session mastermind was all about health, and it was called Fit as a Fiddle. And I worked really hard at that and still do. But again, it's fluctuated in and out over time, depending on how busy or not busy and the stories I tell myself. And so I'm kind of back on the wagon, as they say, and getting my health to the top of my list. So when I looked at all of my passive income lanes, I even said to my girlfriend at the time, I said, maybe I'm going to take that health one off the list. And she said, don't you dare. She goes, don't you dare. Because she said, that is crucial to having passive income, is having good health, having the health that you need as you have your freestyle living. And, you know, and she's right. And I had said earlier to the gals on this call, I said, I want to travel Europe. And I said, I don't want to, you know, be dragging my suitcase all around Europe if I'm worried about diabetes and high blood pressure and arthritis in my toes. And I can't go up steps because of my knees. And I don't want to do that. I want to be in good health so that I can enjoy that freestyle life that I envision for myself. So what I did for my blog name before I named it, and this was back when I was having this conversation with my girlfriend, when she said, don't you dare take the health off the list. I listed everything that I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about health stuff. I wanted to talk about passive income stuff, whatever that meant to my students. And I wanted to talk about the life I envisioned for myself. And for me, it is traveling. And just came back from a weekend from, South Carolina. Had a wonderful, wonderful week down there with my grandson graduating from Marine boot camp. And so anyhow, we had a wonderful trip. We spent, you know, a couple of days right there on the River Street in Savannah to my favorite bookstore, Books on Bay. Shout out to Books on Bay. I just love everything about my life and especially when we travel. So that's kind of, you know, the end goal for me. So when I list all of those things and I said, I want to talk about health, I want to talk about passive income, I want to talk about travel. And I thought, how am I going to name a blog that encompasses all those things? And so, and Mark helped me with this because I said, Mark, when you think about all of these things, what does it bring to mind? And he goes, I'm a skier. And he said, and if you go to freestyle skiing, he said, it means that you can ski anywhere, anytime, any way you'd like. And he said, and some folks choose short skis and some will choose long skis and some will choose a snowboard. And he said, and it's freestyle. He said, you just do whatever you like to do. He said, so I would think something freestyle. And he said, when you talk about freestyle dancing, he said, it's not like the ballroom where you have to learn these steps, or like figure skating where you have to, learn certain twirls. And, you know, he said, there's freestyle skating, there's freestyle dancing. He said, it's like you just make it up as you go. And he said, that's what I hear you saying, is that once you build the foundation of having great health, having the passive income that you need, so you don't have to worry about, you know, because we all have to pay our bills, we all have to eat. He said, and once you have the income, whatever that freedom number is for you, he said, you want to go freestyle. And I said, absolutely. And he goes, well, then I think that has to be in your name somewhere. And so that's how I came up with freestyle living. because it encompasses all those things. So when you're getting ready to name your blog, your overarching message, what is the overarching message that you want to say to your readers or to your listeners? Because I also named my podcast Freestyle Living. And so that's the overarching message for everything that I'm doing is freestyle living. So what do you want to inspire your tribe to either be or become or live, or what do you want them to embody? What is that word, that phrase, that overarching idea that will bring them in as your tribe? That's the information you can provide to them. So now when folks connect with me and they go, I want freestyle living, then I can start them from the beginning and say, let's start with your health. Let's start with your health. How's your health? Well, if it isn't good, they're going to have to make some choices there because it's totally within their power. We all know what we need to do to have better health. Now, whether we do it or not, and whether we take responsibility for that or not is, and I'll be honest, you know, I had the blame game for a lot of years, you know, well, it's not my fault. It's because all the fast food is so bad for you. And I don't have time to eat right. I don't have the money to buy organic. And I don't, you know, it's all these excuses. And so the number one thing is that, you know, we have to take responsibility on the steps that it's going to require for us to be where it is that we want to be. So now when you're coaching your tribe, you have to walk the talk. And so you have to be willing to make those choices and to do what's best for you. Because at the end of the day, when you're a coach, more than what you're going to teach your tribe is what you're going to learn. It's who you're going to become. You will become a totally different person when you're the teacher. Now, I'll give you an example. In my salons, I had a girl that just didn't pay a whole lot of attention to sanitation. And that was an issue because in the salon industry, we fall just right under hospitals as far as sanitation cleanliness, because we're dealing with people's hair and their nails. And, you know, and sometimes they might have, you know, a hangnail and you can't, you know, have dirty tools and get that infected. Or they might have an issue with their hair. You can't, you know, we're talking DNA and, you know, anyway, the big story is that we fall right under hospitals when it comes to sanitation and cleanliness, and the board of the inspectors come through and we get black marks for not bringing ourselves up to speed. And we had one stylist that just didn't see it. She just didn't keep as clean her station as she was supposed to, didn't clean her tools the way she was supposed to, didn't, you know. And we knew that that was going to be an issue long-term, whether some of her customers started getting some maybe cross-contamination infections or whether state board would come in and give us a black mark because of her station for whatever reason. She just didn't see it. So the first thing that I did, because we had weekly staff meetings, is I asked her to teach a session on sanitation. And the reason I asked her to teach it, because as soon as you teach something, number one, you become so much more aware of all of the points because it is now coming out of your mouth. This is what you're telling other folks. And inherently, we have a problem as human beings telling somebody else what to do if we're not doing it ourselves. We have that feeling of feeling kind of guilty, you know, telling somebody else, you know, you shouldn't steal as we're, you know, putting the lipstick in our pocket from the drugstore. And so it reminds me of another story where the dad went to the pastor and he said, I need you to talk to my son about smoking. I want him to stop smoking. And I want you as the pastor to have a talk with him. And the pastor said, I'll talk to him in 2 weeks. And the dad goes, why 2 weeks? And the pastor says, I have to stop smoking first. So, and it just brings home the point. So the more, when we're coaching someone else or teaching someone else, it changes us as much as it changes the folks that we're teaching and coaching. And so you have to be willing to make the transformation, because you can't be authentic and in good faith tell someone else what to do if you're not doing it. And so it changes us. I'll say that again. It changes us as much as or more than it changes our tribe that we're coaching and teaching. We become a whole better person at the end of our coaching, teaching career. We become a much better person, especially in the field that we're teaching and coaching. So let me circle back and tell you this. The girl's station was immaculate after she taught the session on sanitation. She immediately went in and cleaned up her station. And she became the authority on sanitation in our salon. Anytime we have a new hire, we would say, and this gal is going to take you through our sanitation expectations. And she became the authority teacher, coach within the salon on that subject. So once you realize that, I think it makes a difference how you approach your teaching and coaching career. So comments. And again, the overarching thing that we're talking about here is, what is that overarching message or inspiration that you want to bring to your tribe? That is how you should name your overarching name of your business, your blog, your podcast. That's what you're about. So when people say, what are you about? I'm all about freestyle living. Now, again, that encompasses so many things. And the way I get there, my steps are good health, great wealth, and freestyle living. So now I can blog and podcast anything that falls under those three big points. So those are my three points. Everything comes under that. So I see Debbie thinking. Any comments, Ruth, Debbie, what are your thoughts?
Well, it's funny. I have this piece of paper above my head here, and you were talking about you becoming a teacher, you know, which kind of blew my mind, and being authentic, doing what you're trying to teach. And the first line on that says, if you want results, you have to do the work. Every day, push yourself to do at least one thing you always procrastinated on. And it's like, okay, I hear you. But, you know, in turn, I'm sitting here thinking, I'm trying to, you know, I have the Melaleuca, I have the farming, I'm an author. And oh, by the way, I got my first writing gig. I'm writing for Lori in her Ignite magazine.
Good, 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 good. Now, this is a great topic for you then, because once you determine what your overarching message, inspirational message is, now you'll know better how to slant your writing so that it reflects back on who you are at your very core.
So if I write down wellness, health, tanning, gardening, I'm kind of lost as to what would be the topics I would want to look at in order to go in the right direction for.
Well, now sometimes, and let me just say this, have you ever written something, and I'll get a little bit of feedback from everybody. Have you ever written something and then walked away from it for several years, even if it was just a sentence or a paragraph or something you've created or whatever? And then when you run across it again, you went, oh, that was pretty good. Well, where was my mind at the time? I was on the right track. So with that said, Debbie, when you created your one Facebook group called Going Green with Debbie Marks,
Yes.
I love that because going green can mean, you know, when you think about going green, you think about organic.
Oh, yeah.
That could be organic relationships. That could be organic growing of your business. That could be organic farming. That could be organic food. That could be organic household cleaners. It's everything organic. When you think about being green, it's being green to the planet. It's being organic. It's just doing all the right stuff for all the right reasons to make everything in life sustainable.
Sustainable.
And so I envision that being your inspirational message. And then for you, it would be you identifying at what areas in your life that you want to bring up to speed. And here's how I think about it. Picture a wheel, like a wagon wheel, with all the spokes. And each spoke represents an area of your life. It could be your relationships. It could be your health. It could be time management. It could be your finances. But picture all of the things that make your life yours. And then assign a number to each one of those, 1 through 10. And on that wheel, on those spokes, put a dot. If it's a 5, put a dot in the middle. If it's a 9 or a 10, put a dot out here by the rim. If it's a 1 or a 2, put a dot in here by the hub. And then draw a line dot to dot. And that's why you're having a bumpy ride. So now the things that you that are in here that you need to bring out to make that wheel even all the way around, those are the things that you need to work on. The best way to work on them, create a course. And all of a sudden, like my little salon girl that had to teach the sanitation, all of a sudden it'll be an aha moment for you because you'll go, ah, so this is what I need to do. And you'll start to see those that you had dots in the center. You'll start to see those even out with the rest of your wheel, and your life and your ride will become a lot smoother.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's the self-work that we have to do on ourselves, which is why we become a different person when we start teaching and coaching.
So with all that being said, what suggestions do you have as to, you know, you have freestyle living, and Ruth, I don't know exactly what you have, but I think you have an overall message. So I'm thinking organic would be a good word to use in there somewhere. Would you agree?
Well, yes, I would agree. However, let me also say this. List a bunch of words that are in that vein and then look up the word. Look up the actual definition, because sometimes what we think a word means and what it actually means is a little different. I remember when I first met Carrie and he was the Igniting Souls Fellowship, I was like, why would you name a business group fellowship? Because that just strikes me. And why would you call them your tribe? And, you know, I thought that just strikes me as a little cultish, like a church group cult kind of thing. But then I looked up the words and they were exactly what he wanted it to say. The words were exactly where he was, the message he was bringing. And I was able, after educating myself on the definition of fellowship and the definition of tribe, I was able to embrace those words quite thoroughly. But my first reaction, not so much. You know, as a matter of fact, Debbie, I've told you this story. The first time I went to one of his fellowships, I thought I was in the wrong room.
I know.
Because it was all about business. And all of a sudden, I'm in this room with fellowship. What? And he came out and said, I'm going to open with prayer. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm in the wrong room. This is a church group of some sort. And I'm supposed to be in a business meeting. And so anyhow, but no, I wasn't in the wrong room. But so look up those words and make sure that it says exactly what you want it to say. Yes, Ruth.
I don't know if this is it, Debbie, or not, but it's something I'm thinking for you. And it's just my organic life.
Ooh. My organic
life.
Lifestyle.
Well, I don't know if it's lifestyle. The only reason I was staying away from lifestyle is because to me that narrows it down to eating organic food.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's just my perception. But if you say my organic life, then you can talk about, you know, relationships that you're handling organically. And I can help you with that. But, you know, you could go all kinds of different ways.
Organically building your legacy, organically building your business, organically building your homesteading. Yeah, I like that.
There's a lot that can fit into that category.
Right.
Definitely.
Right. So, and Wendy has a saying, and she says, try things on, like trying on pairs of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you pick the one that best fits. So like for this week, pick one or two, three, maybe three at the most, and play with them for a couple days. Ask people whatever you want to do and see if the shoe fits well, like Cinderella slipper, or if it pinches your toes.
And because we're all in building a better business as well as blogging, and blogging is a portion of building our business, you could name your blog something different than your podcast. And but you, what I want you to have is an overarching message for everything that you're doing, even if you decide, because you already have your blog. What is your blog name right now, Debbie? Isn't it the homesteading?
Debbie's organic farming.
Okay. See, so my organic life would be a perfect overarching umbrella. And then you can have your, you know, because you've already using the organic. So you can now put that in your other titles in your products and services.
Yeah. Oh, good idea.
And you can see how it all ties together.
And
so
and,
would she eventually change her blog title?
She could, because your blog title again is my.
No, Debbie Marks Organic Farming.
Debbie Marks Organic Farming. Because see, right now you kind of limited yourself to just blog about farming. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. So if I wanted to break it down into different categories, I could say blogging, organic farming, or, and then could I do another blogging for organic cooking?
Well, but you don't want to have all these blogs to chase. So you want one blog it could be My Organic Life or Debbie's Organic Life. And then you could blog about organic farming, organic cooking, organic relationships, organic legacies, organic books. You know, you could blog about anything. And when you actually look up, and let's do it right now on my phone, I am going to look up the word organic. Related to or derived from living matter.
Yeah. I remember that from my organic chemistry years long ago.
Really?
It reminded me. I had to think about it.
And it says organic living. Now, I kind of like that. But again, when you Google some of these, not only do you make a list and see what fits, like Ruth said, but once you narrow it down to the two or three that you like, go Google it to see if somebody else is using it.
Did you say organic living?
Organic living, are you ready for this? Is a lifestyle which is dedicated to making more informed choices when confronted with decisions that influence your health and the environment. It is a lifestyle that promotes sustainable development and encourages the application of natural methods in work, life, play, and health whenever possible.
So I could easily change the long title to something shorter.
Yes.
And to the point. And I like that idea.
But once you list, go Google those, search whatever search engine you're using, go search for them and see if they're already being used out there on the internet. When I started to name the bed and breakfast, I wanted it to be a Gatsby bed and breakfast. But when you put in Gatsby, I ended up on page 5,000 buried because there's so much under the word Gatsby, which is why I came up with the Caraway Guest House, because then I was on page one.
Good idea.
Ruth.
How hard is it to change the name of your blog once you started it?
I don't think it's hard. She's on HostGator. So it may require a support ticket into HostGator saying, I would like to change my domain name. Because right now, Debbie, you haven't really been posting a lot on your blog, or have you?
No.
Okay.
No, exactly.
Yeah. So I think a support ticket into HostGator and ask them, how can I want to change my domain name from this to this. Is that possible? But they're going to have to double check out there on the internet and see if anybody, like, if, for example, when I just said organic living, there might be four or five other companies that are already using organic living. So you may not want that. But could change it up just enough. You could say Debbie's Organic Living or Debbie's Organic Life.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, Ruth.
There also is that, and I never remember what it is. There's a couple of website things where you can check. Oh, help me out. You know, as far as how good a name is.
Well, now, or to see if it's even available. Now, Debbie, you can do that on.
No, I'm not talking availability. I'm talking about, what do I want to say? That it that it excites people or it resonates with people. What am I talking about? What websites am I talking about?
Google, is it Google Trend?
Google Trends is one, yes.
Google
There's
Trends.
There's another one that Kathy Mila gave me, and I never remember it. I'm going to have to ask her what it is. But Google Trends is a good one. So that may help you, too, to make your title, Debbie, I'm going to use sexier for a better word.
It says to explore what the world is searching for.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You can put your phrase in there and then it tells you if very many people have searched for that phrase. And
the
objective is to find a title that more people are searching for, not less. And my example there was when I was writing about passive income. And then I went to Google Trends and I put in passive income compared to work from home. And passive income had its fair share of hits, but work from home was way more popular. Right. And so now whenever I write a blog article on passive income, I have to, within the first paragraph, I work the phrase work from home in there two or three times because it'll come up in searches a lot more. So that's what Ruth's talking about is once you narrow it down, put those in a site like Google Trends and see if that's what folks are looking for.
So, Debbie, a couple of thoughts on that is you might check going green versus organic.
Okay.
And then you also could do a subtitle, because Kathy's talked about this before. Like if you have organic living or whatever of that, then you could, under that subtitle, you could say going green in all areas of your life.
Oh, yeah.
Going green or keeping it with your Facebook group or page, you could say, or going green with Debbie Marks.
The only thing I would like, if possible, if you are going to want to branch out and go into different things besides food, whether it's farming or cooking or whatever, then as a reader, I would want to know that you're talking global, not just food.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean,
and it could either be in your title or your subtitle.
Okay. Or once you have a blog or a podcast, it could be in your little bio.
Yeah, it'd be in your bio.
Okay.
I was thinking this is just a side deal, but I remember that you told us and were showing us some of those little houses things that you make.
Fairy gardens.
And, you know, that you could do a whole podcast on that because that's organic.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, yeah. Definitely. You know? I forgot to put
and
that
so
on my list.
I think one of your podcasts or one of your blogs, whatever we want to talk about here, would be on how to be creative organically. And you could broaden that out past your little houses or your little, whatever you want to call them, your nature little deals. But how would you challenge me to be creative organically?
Okay. I understand. I think these are all great tips. I really do. I got some great things to work with. Thank you very much.
But I believe firmly that I think the work has to begin inside each one of us, right. So that we can step up to be the authority on whatever our topic is. And again, Ruth is all about relationships, and so she'll get this, but oftentimes when we're not going forward, it's because we know that we need to fix something. Something is in there and we just haven't fixed it yet. And we know that. And so we have a tendency, again, like me, I didn't lose the weight for so many years. It was always somebody else's fault. You know, well, I don't have time. You know, it was my schedule's fault. It was the fast food industry's fault. It was my grocery store's prices fault. It was always somebody else's fault. And not that I said it like that, but it's the stories we tell ourselves. And I was always saying, I can't afford to buy organic. You know, that scarcity mindset, I can't afford to buy organic. Well, if I can't afford to take care of me, who else is going to?
Exactly. You
know? I mean, it has to be me. It's my responsibility. It's my responsibility. It may not be my fault, but it's my responsibility. There's a difference between fault and responsibility. You know, somebody can hit my car and it's their fault, but it's my responsibility to get my car fixed.
Yeah.
And so there's a difference between fault and responsibility. And sometimes we get stuck there. We feel if it's not our fault, then it's not our responsibility. Does that make sense?
Yes, totally.
So it's not my fault of everything that's happened to me over my lifetime, but it is my responsibility to pull myself up by my bootstraps and get myself back on track. Whether that be emotionally, physically, spiritually, whatever. It's my responsibility.
That's great. Thank you. Oh, and by the way, you were talking about things or something you've seen in the past. The date on that is Friday, January 15th, 2021.
The date on what?
Oh, the little piece of paper.
Oh, the paper. Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you never know. And it could be sitting there and you can see it, but you don't read it. And then all of a sudden something will catch your eye. And then the next thing you know, you're reading it.
Well, mine, which is right here above my desk, says desire versus possession. And let me explain that. Desire versus possession. And we're talking about that scarcity mindset or that abundance mindset. We desire to have all of those, whatever it is we want to have. We desire to have that abundance, but we don't think of it as already possessing that abundance.
Yeah.
We just always think about, well, someday I'd like to have that condo in Florida. Someday I'd like to take that trip to Ireland. Mm-hmm. And like, you hear in spiritual circles, you know, you have to put feet on those prayers. And so sometimes, you know, you have to start possessing those things and not just wishing off in the future. Yes, Ruth.
Along that line, I'm just going to add to that, because one of my mentors, one of my spiritual mentors right now, is teaching me that we have to be in internal alignment, because God really does want to bless us.
Yes, exactly.
We sabotage ourselves if we're not in internal alignment.
I agree with that. And when you think about those words, though, you're like, how do I apply that internal alignment with my life? How do I actually apply those words? And I believe that when we have desires, that it's more than just a desire. Mm-hmm. And when we see folks that have a goal and a vision, and they are actively going toward it, that is something that I believe that God has inherently put in them. And Debbie, I don't care how many times I've asked you in how many different ways how you envision yourself or what you want to do or what's your goal or what, you know, what's the end result, blah, blah, blah. Your response has always been the same. It's that vision you had of you in front of a crowd, inspiring, uplifting. And so that's what I think Ruth's talking about, is you being in alignment with that and receiving that. And so again,
there's my word, receive.
Yep. Go back to the wheel and see what areas that you need to work on. We all do. We all, you know, point fingers back at me. We all have those areas that we need to work on, and that it will empower you. When you start to get some successes in some of the areas that you've not had success in for a while, you will feel so empowered that you won't hardly be able to wait to take the next step.
So what would that wheel be called, so that I could kind of Google it and kind of?
I think life, it's called wheel. Yeah, wheel of life, life wheel.
Oh, wheel of life, life wheel. There's all kinds of different ones out there. There's some that are just general, and then I think there's even some that are Christian based.
Oh, okay.
I just put in.
I'm not sure on that, but yeah. I think so.
Yes, I just put in wheel of life, and the first one that came up, it gives me 10 categories. It gives me eight categories, and it's health, career, love, spirituality, family, money, fun, and friends. And those are the eight that this particular wheel gives me. And so then you just start grading yourself, you know, where do I feel my health is on a scale of 1 to 10? Where do I feel my career is on 1 to 10? How about my love life? How about my spirituality? How about my family relationships? How about my money? How about having fun? How about my friends? You know, where am I on? And then I did this back in my 30s, and I was a single mom. Jennifer was like 9. And when I did that, I was pretty good in a lot of categories, but I fell really short on having friends, physical activity, I think were my two really short ones. But I had this 9-year-old, and I'm a single mom, and my dad wasn't well. So my mom, I felt guilty just always taking Jennifer over to my mom's. So I thought, what can I do to increase friendships and physical activity that I can take my 9-year-old with me? And once you have clarity on what it is you want to work on, the universe will bring those things to you. And the very next thing that popped up was there was a square dance class. And I thought, how hokey is that? A square dance class? But I thought, you know what? I can't ask the universe for something and then poo-poo it when it's landed in my lap.
Right. So you never do that.
So like Ruth, I said, I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it on. I'm going to try it. If I don't like it, I, you know, maybe something else will come along. I loved it. Jennifer loved it. She turned out to be quite a good little square dancer. As a matter of fact, she won several awards in the square dance club and because she was such a good little square dancer, and she couldn't wait to go, and everybody accepted her as one of the square dancers. And I had so many friends. We traveled. That's right when Franklin Park Conservatory was just opening in Columbus, and they did that whole big America theme there at the conservatory, a great big festival. And
Ameriflora.
Yes, Ameriflora. And our square dance club performed several days there in a row. And we were,
you know, I probably saw you when I went there.
And we had a ball. We traveled all over the state. We traveled several states going to these square dance conventions. I had all the clothes, and oh my gosh, it was so much fun. And so again, I got plenty of physical activity, and I had plenty of friends. Those were the two areas I wanted to work on. Yes, Ruth, I see you need to jump off. Yeah, we probably do too. It's already 1:30. So Ruth, thank you so much for your contribution. I appreciate you. Thank you.
See
thank
this
you.
Picture?
Yeah.
Can you see this picture? That was yes. taken at Ameriflora. This is my godmother, and that was my mother.
Wow.
Look at my hair.
I love it. Oh, I love it.
Oops, sorry.
I love it.
Keeps kind of funkying yep. out.
Well, but that's because yeah. you got your, yeah, nope, I get it. I love that. So anyway, that would be my recommendation is to number one, see what it is you want to work on for you, and then start coming up with your overarching message that you want to inspire folks.
Okay. All right. Well, yes, it's, we've gone really over, but I
well,
like it.
We talked about health for the first 40 minutes, so I get it. So.
That's
perfect.
Okay.
I love it.
All right. Well, have a good day.
Yes, you too. See you soon.
Oh, wait a minute. I got a question.
Hold on. Let me. Oops. I was going to try to just stop the recording here.